Good morning, Orange County. It is Ted Nguyen doing an audio booth in beautiful Orange County, California. It's a beautiful, warm day, and I've got Councilman Paul Glab with me. He is also a board director from the Orange County Transportation Authority, as well as many leadership positions in public service and government as well. So is that a good introduction, or is there anything else that you'd like to add to that, Paul?
It's a perfect introduction, Ted. Thank you so much. We've got a lot of great things going, not only within the city of Laguna Niguel and in Orange County, the 5th District. We also have lots of great things going on regionally, but let's talk specifically about the 5th District. One of the things that's coming out in the fall, hopefully September, will be the signal synchronization for Alicia Parkway. Let's tell you why that's important. Mm-hmm. It's important to keep mobility moving in South Orange County. We've got a lot of complaints from a lot of constituents that, you know, they stop all the time and for generally no reason. Mm-hmm. Signal synchronization will give us relief to where we can start utilizing technology to keep the throughput going throughout the area. And this is one of the demonstration projects on signal synchronization.
So can you tell us about when that's scheduled to be complete, and then what does it mean for, you know, the average family member in South Orange County?
Well, it's getting ready to be completed right now, as a matter of fact, and I think the launch date, as I said, is going to be in fall. We're hoping that maybe September is the date, and what that means for the average family is they're not going to be on the road. They're going to be actually getting to their destination, saving up to 10 to 15 minutes on a trip that has taken them twice that long. So that is going to be a big development for the average family, and we're very, very proud of that development, and I've been very supportive of that at the OCTA board leadership.
Okay, that's great. And then I also know that you're a leadership position for the Metrolink board as well, so can you give us an update on what's happening with the Metrolink commuter rail service in Southern California?
We're doing lots of great things, certainly with our new CEO, John Fenton, come on board. He's not letting any grass grow under his feet. Mm-hmm. We've taken delivery of new cars, crash-resistant cars. We're focusing on positive train control, which, as everybody knows, is a very important thing, and we're very proud of the fact that we in Southern California are going to be the first to get positive train control. So it's going to be a showcase opportunity. As a Metrolink board member, I'm very excited about that. In addition, in 2011, we're looking to have increased service throughout the region, which is very exciting. The new cars are going to allow us to every 30 minutes northbound, every minute 30 minutes southbound. That's a huge increase in service, and with gas prices going up everywhere, we know we're going to continue to see our ridership spike, but at the same time, we're going to provide a better product for our riders. It's a very important project, and I think Metrolink is on the cutting edge in so many ways, and that's exciting.
All right, that's great. And then also closer to home, I drive by it almost every day, and there's a lot of progress being made on the new City Hall as well as Civic Center for Laguna Niguel. So can you give us a status update on that particular project?
You bet. We're very excited about City Hall. Not only are we 20% or so under all bid proposals, times are tough out there, and people are out there giving us very, very solid bids that are way under, which allows us to build a City Hall for less money than we had originally projected, and those are taxpayer-saving dollars that we're very excited about. But more importantly, City Hall is going to be purchased with cash.
It's like you're saying cash. Wow, that is amazing.
Yes.
So that means no interest that will be charged to taxpayers. So that's great news, isn't it?
Yes, and we did all the right things, the previous city councils and the current city council. We're going to pay cash for it. So the minute we do our ribbon-cutting ceremony, we're done. And what that's going to do is we're going to be able to save taxpayers in Laguna Niguel over $550,000 a year where we're not paying rent and that we're not making house payments, if you will. What we are doing is just writing a check, and we're done. And it's going to be an exciting addition to the city and the community of Laguna Niguel and so many ways. So it's really exciting. We're very happy about it.
And I know that you're also a transportation leader, a planning leader throughout the state as well. So you talked to me a little bit earlier about, you know, having the vision to help different organizations come together and plan together. So can you tell me more about what you mean, and how does that help the average person in Southern California.
Well, one of the things we often hear as elected officials is that government is inefficient, they're not coordinated, and they're not planning together and working autonomously in a vacuum. My opportunity, I think, in addition to being on the OCTA board, is I'm on the Southern California Association of Governments Regional Council. It's a major planning agency. It's the largest metropolitan planning organization in the nation. Mm-hmm. I'm also on the Metrolink board. I'm also on the Orange County Council of Governments board. And what that does, it allows us to work cohesively to make sure that these planning organizations are coordinated. And that gives us efficiencies that, quite honestly, in my opinion, has not ever happened before. These planning agencies were working autonomously, independent of each other, and oftentimes did not coordinate and didn't give us the efficiencies that I think that we've seen today.
And on a more personal, level, I know that you went on a trip somewhere exotic. Can you share with us that experience? And what did that mean for you and your family?
Well, it was a great experience. I traveled to Turkey, and it was a cultural exchange opportunity. Mayor Keith Curry of the city of Newport Beach recommended that I go, and I took it up. And it was an opportunity for me to see another culture, other religions in a secular society such as Turkey, how they all function together, and they don't have some of the animosity and some of the other negative things in some of the Middle Eastern countries. So, Turkey is a beautiful country. It is great people, great culture, and it is steeped in history. There are so many historical aspects. It's where civilization kind of sort of got its start. And seeing all of that, and where you have Christians, Jewish faith, as well as Muslims, praying together and often and socializing together, it certainly is an example for the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. And then I want to end with, summertime activities that are taking place throughout Orange County, in particular Laguna Niguel. Are there, specific family fun events that you would recommend?
Absolutely. Laguna Niguel, as well as some of the surrounding communities of South Orange County, has movies in the park. They've got the recreation programs. They've got the YMCA, the swimming pool, and we've got many things that are going on, fireworks shows. So there's a lot of things to see and do, not only in just Laguna Niguel, but the surrounding communities with all the summer fun things that are going on. And then, of course, you have to mention the beaches. We've got some of the best beaches in the world, and it's just a great opportunity for good family fun.
Right, so all those Twitter followers throughout the country as well as throughout the world, come visit us in Orange County, particularly in Southern Orange County, one of the most beautiful spots on the planet. So how can people reach you, Paul?
Well, they can reach me at paul@glab.com. I have a Facebook and I have a Twitter account. You can find me there, and I'd love to hear from you. And certainly if you're coming to Laguna Niguel or South Orange County, let me know. I'd love to say hello.
All right. Well, thank you so much and enjoy the beautiful day. I know that you've got to run to some other meetings and some other appointments on your busy schedule, but thank you so much for taking a little bit of time to share with us not only transportation updates, but everything that's going on in your personal and professional life. So thank you very much.
Great, Ted. Thank you so much. I've enjoyed this very much.